Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this crazy thing we call life. We're all about building resilience, finding that inner strength, and crushing it every single day. And today, folks, we're diving into something super important: cultivating a positive and supportive environment around you. Ever feel like you're surrounded by negativity? You know that draining energy that just sucks the life out of you? Well, guess what? You have more control over your surroundings than you think. And trust me, building a positive vibe isn't about being some Pollyanna who ignores the tough stuff. It's about choosing how we react, how we interact, and the kind of energy we bring to the table. It's like this. Imagine a room filled with mirrors. What happens when you walk in? You see yourself reflected back. Same goes for the people around you. They reflect your energy. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build that awesome, supportive environment you deserve. First up, be mindful of your own energy. We all have those days where we wake up grumpy, stressed, or just plain tired. And that's okay. But instead of letting those negative vibes spill over onto everyone around you, take a moment to center yourself. Do some deep breathing, meditate for a few minutes, listen to an uplifting song, whatever works for you. You're like the thermostat in the room, you set the temperature. Second, practice active listening. When someone's sharing their thoughts or feelings with you, really listen. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, truly hear what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and validate their emotions. Active listening creates a space where people feel heard, understood, and supported. It's like giving someone a safe harbor in the storm. Third, focus on gratitude. Seriously, folks, this one is huge. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind word from a stranger, they all add up. When you focus on what's positive, it shifts your entire perspective and makes everything feel brighter. Fourth, offer genuine compliments. Who doesn't love a good compliment? And I'm not talking about those cheesy, superficial ones. Be specific, be sincere, and highlight something truly admirable about the person. It could be their kindness, their talent, their resilience, anything that shines through. A genuine compliment can go a long way in making someone feel valued and appreciated. And finally, be kind to yourself. You deserve just as much love and support as anyone else. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes, learn from them and move forward. Practice self-care, take breaks when you need them, and remember that it's okay to ask for help. When you treat yourself with kindness, you create a ripple effect that extends outward, touching everyone around you. Think about a time when someone really made you feel supported. Maybe it was a friend who listened without judgment, a family member who offered a shoulder to cry on, or a coworker who helped you out of a jam. How did that make you feel? Inspired? Encouraged? Valued? That's the kind of impact we can have on each other when we consciously create a positive and supportive environment. You know those days when everything feels like it's going wrong, traffic jams, spilled coffee, missed deadlines, the whole nine yards. Well, imagine you're in that situation, but then someone offers you a genuine smile, a word of encouragement, or even just a listening ear. That little act of kindness can completely shift your perspective, right? It reminds you that you're not alone and that things will eventually get better. So remember, folks, the power to create a positive environment is within each of us. Be mindful of your own energy, listen actively, practice gratitude, offer genuine compliments, and be kind to yourself. These small actions can have a huge ripple effect, transforming not just our own lives, but the lives of everyone around us. What's one thing you're going to do today to create a more positive environment? Share it with me in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if this episode resonated with you. I appreciate your support, and until next time, keep striving for that fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.